Blog Talk Radio.
What's cracking, y'all? You're tuned in to BangOutRadio.com. You know what I mean?
Bang out.
Where all indie artists get played.
All indie artists.
You hear things first.
Yep. Tell them.
Yeah.
If you don't
know. Let me explain a little bit more.
If you don't know.
LA representing, you should know me now. You wanna track murder, pay attention, let me show you how. For me it's kinda easy, I just smoke a blunt and let it flow. Have a drink and tune into what's today? You know what that means, all indie artists dropping knowledge with my nigga Supreme. No better way to start the week, let's get it cracking. Making money, stacking, networking, making it happen. Now it's
Tuesday,
I got a twisted type of demeanor. So from 6 to 8 I
bang out
with LA Drina. Now it's
Wednesday,
what's the time?
Five.
You know I'm how you see, fantasizing, wishing I could
bang out
Marley B.
Butter, baby.
Yeah, the dagger don't play.
It's butter, baby.
That's for you too, told us to say.
It's Thursday.
Had to
replay.
Back to where I started at. Make the streets clap.
Replay.
Another dagger track. That's a fucking fact. Please just say, don't ever go away. What's it gonna get to bang that?
Fire on Friday.
Y'all always give the dagger love. This is how I let it show. Sitting so incredible on
bang y'all radio. Bang y'all radio.
Is another DJ Remix.
What's good, everybody? In Radio Land, you are now tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by me, Marley B. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. Same time, same place, same host every week. This is how we do it. We have fun here, and we talk shit here. And we also just kick it and listen to music here. And today just happens to be the day before a special, sad day, but a special day. Miss Aaliyah, rest in peace. She'll be greatly missed, and we'll be talking about her a little bit more on the show. Today's hot topic is basically 90s music and the top artists who came from the 90s, basically got their start in the 90s, and, you know, they might still be going strong now, or they might not, but, you know, let's talk about that musically time-changing situation. Get into a little bit of music, and hope y'all enjoy the show. You know, I got a little late start, and things going on, you know, but I'm a real person, and so, real life, really how it is, real talk, so, y'all, stay tuned. Let's go.
Money.
Who's driving?
smoking on that good kush. What you drinking on? Man, I'm drinking Ciroc out the bottle. In the VIP with about six models. Gone off a bean, now they going full throttle.
Partying all week with Star Mob, you know what I mean? Me and my bestie Farrah, we just been having a good time reminiscing on how we used to rap and sing together, and now we back at it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the girls out there, you know what I mean? Let me get into my guest. My guest's name is Levi, and I'm going to let him pretty much introduce himself, you know what I mean? Because this is a great guy, you know? Y'all, he has had a wonderful, wonderful journey in the music industry from rags to riches and more. So I want you guys to check him out. Levi.
What's that? Ah, man, it's good. It's good. What's good with you?
Man, you know, I can't call it right now. I'm trying to stay out the heat. It's about 165 degrees outside. It's hot.
Hey, well, Texas ain't no better.
Oh, man. That's crazy, you in Texas. So, basically, it's like air conditioning where I'm at.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like humid, hot and humid, or it's just like hot and dry?
Man, it's the devil's playground out here.
Oh, well,
damn.
Hot. When I try to drive to Florida, I'll make sure I go around Texas. Go around Texas.
Yeah,
but, man, so tell us how you got your name. How you get that name, Levi?
Well, actually, you know, I started off with the name Killer Kev. My homeboys gave me the name back on the football field, and then we started freestyling. I was like, man, yo, you killing these tracks. Yo, we just going to call you, you know, they start calling me Killer. And then, you know, as I got older, you know, and got more exposure, and tried to reach a different audience, I chopped it up with a DJ, which is, goes by the name DJ Fire. Shout out to DJ Fire. She pulled me aside after one show, And she was like, I think, you know, it's time for a name change. And I was like, you know, well, what do you think? And she, you know, she told me to look in the Bible. And then she came up with Levi, you know, servant of God. So I was like, okay. And that, yeah. So just because, you know, I got the name Levi doesn't automatically assume I do gospel. You know, nothing against gospel. It's just, I tell my own gospel and my own music.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. I like that, though. You know what I'm saying? You got a good meaning behind your name. You know, people will respect that.
Yeah.
So, what you working on right now as far as the direction you're going in your music?
Well, right about now, I'm actually doing R&B and hip hop. I'm, you know, mashing them together. It's kind of a Levi versus, you know, so, you know, like that. But, you know, where I'm going with the new album anyway.
That's you know what I'm saying? Because R&B is something that I love as well. So that's real tight right there. You know, a lot of people out there will be anticipating your new project. So tell me how you got your start. Where did you get your start?
Actually, I've been doing music since I was four. You know, originally I'm from Houston, Texas. I came out. I went to Dallas for a little minute, you know, met up with a couple of cats. They got me into doing shows and stuff because I was so used to doing, you know, like going to different choirs and, you know, me and my little boy band, you know, shouts out to Julian and Steven and, you know, all of them. You know, I still messes with them, you know what I mean, in my niggas. But I started doing a couple of shows, and, you know, I guess because I wasn't, you know, a Dallas artist, Dallas really wasn't feeling me. So I went to go do, I was like, by that time I had a name for myself. So I had did one last show, and there was a chick standing at the edge of the stage. You know, at first I just thought she was a fan or whatever. I had my Sharpie ready, you know, kind of cocky of me, but, you know, I had my Sharpie ready, and she was like, you know, I want to work with you. And I was like, well, what do you do? Come to find out, you know, she owned her own label and management company out of L.A., you know. And her partner is Gorilla Gill. You know, he works with Timbaland. So I was like, okay, you know, whatever. I don't really believe y'all, you know, y'all full of shit. So then she asked me, she was like, I remember one day she called me and she was like, well, what do you have to do this weekend? I was like, nothing, why? She was like, well, you got a show with Grand Hustle. I was like, okay, yeah, once again, you know, y'all shitting me. Until, you know, the show actually transpired. I chopped it up with Mac Bonnie, Big Country. Shouts out to Grand Hustle. And, you know, they put me on. Then from there, I just really just hit the ground running. A lot of people started, you know, gravitating towards my music.
Right. That's the stuff. Yeah, I'm feeling that. So that's a pretty fulfilling career, you know? So
yeah.
Who would you say inspired it all? That, you know, you named a few people, you got the elbows. Who would you say, you know, when you were young, thinking about being a star, to do the, like, the top three?
Hey, when I was young, let me see, we're talking about the early, you know, early 90s, late 80s, let me see. I have to say early 90s, of course, hands down, it was Pac. You know, the man could tell you a story, and, you know, you feel him. That was, you know, hip-hop side. R&B-wise, I give it to Usher, you know, because I remember I used to try to mimic Usher's dance moves, and then of course, it was Michael. That was my three, you know.
Yeah, you know, we all had that want to be Mike Ennis. You know what I'm saying? I even catch myself doing some of his runs sometimes because I listen to him so much. But, you know, that ain't a bad thing. Not at all. Not by far.
Yeah.
So, be it that you, you know, pretty much a West Coast baby and, you know, this is West Good Wednesdays, you know, I want to know, who would you want to collab with in the future from the West Coast? What West Coast artists would you say have your eye on, I should say?
You talking about industry, you talking about mainstream or indie?
Hey, it don't matter. They all the same to me.
Well, you know, well, you already know, me and you supposed to be doing the track. So, you know,
okay,
I just got, yeah. But
me first, and then.
Ultimately, I mean, since Pac is gone, so they say, you know, I'd have to go with.
Like that theory there.
Yes, that theory. You know, it's a 7-day theory, but hey, we ain't going to get into all that.
Yep.
Dang, from the West Coast. Ooh, let me see. Damn. Yeah, throw me. I say Cube. Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ice Cube.
For sure. For sure. I wouldn't doubt that. I think that's what Mac 10 and Doug C had up their sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
So, somebody that we know is gone for sure that, you know, we can't get back, and that's Aaliyah. I wanted to, you know, pay our respects to her and give her a shout-out to her family and anybody else in the industry, you know, fans, friends, everybody that was affected by someone so young being taken from us so early. You know, we didn't even get to see her have kids and, you know, play mommy or become an ambassador or anything. You know, we basically only got her for a small time, like I'm sure her mom is saying or has been thinking. So just wanted to shout that out real quick. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? We will be saying that throughout the whole show.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Oh, I remember that day. I cried like a little girl.
Man. I cried like a little, like a grown-ass man. You know, when they cry, it ain't no joke, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we cried hard.
I cried like a grown-ass man.
Yeah, man.
Switching places immediately. Oh, that shit is no joke. It was, and then the way that she died was just so tragic, you know. It's not like she went in her sleep or it was a illness that, you know, she had knew was terminal and she was going to go. It was just so all of a sudden, and it wasn't fair, and I know things were going so fast. The last couple hours of her life probably were, like, so hectic and, you know.
Yeah. But,
so,
I mean, if you really look at it, look at how many of some of the greats we've lost, you know, and we've lost them to a tragedy. You know, Left Eye, Pac, Biggie, Big L, Big Pun, DJ. Oh yeah, Jam Master Jay. You know, since it's West, you know, of course Nate Dogg. You know.
Oh yeah. You know, and that's just the artist. You know, we've actually lost people. You know, comedians, actors. You know, it's just crazy. Even Amy Winehouse. You know. For her to
now
be gone, it's like, what the hell?
Come on now, that was,
I know,
you know,
it's a drug overdose, come on.
Yeah, but that was kind of,
wow.
That was kind of, you know, expected. You know, everybody tried to help her, but she didn't want to help.
Oh, wait, just came in that there was no drugs in her system at the time of her passing.
That what it is?
Yeah, look it up, Google it right now. Everybody listening in, go Google that. First person to come with the answer, press one so I can get the exact words, but. From what I'm understanding, Miss Winehouse, I accidentally said she drug overdosed because I always say that, but I forgot. News said she didn't have any in her system at the time of her passing. So we're going to go with causes of death mystery once again. It's a mystery or causes of death unknown or,
nah,
you know,
Illuminati.
Chill out on that.
You're still Illuminati.
Well, you know, that's a secret. So
let me stop before they come get me.
It's a secret that may not be a secret, and we know different things that may have happened, or that's all kinds of possibilities. Is just sad as hell, basically, because we lost another good one. She had one of the most soulful voices hit mainstream in a minute from a person non-black. So I'm gonna say that. You know, real talk. Tell me about this song Spotlight that you got with Mr. Dread.
Mr. Dread, which is, it's funny because me and Mr. Dread, we just found out that we cousins. Mr. Dread is a Sick With It affiliate. You know, shouts out to the E40, you know, and the whole Sick With It family. Also is 5-star general of Dark Side Click. We linked up at the first annual Texas, what y'all call it? I don't know. It's in my bio. But it was a concert, and I told him, I was like, yo, I want to do a track with you. He was like, okay. And so I showed him the track, and he automatically just, you know, spit it first. And I was like, yo. So we recorded it, and we dropped it, and it's a hit. You know, that's all I can really say. It's a hit. You know, it's a promotional single. It will be on the album, but, you know, it's a promotional single. You know, he's also on my other single, Play Fight. So.
Okay. Well, that being said, y'all, we're finna hear it. Debut right here on Bang Out Radio, Spotlight by Levi featuring Mr. Drew. Let out.
Hey, Dredge, you ready?
Holla at me, homie.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dark Side. Excellent.
Yeah, man.
What do I see? See a bad little chick and she eyeballing me. I said, what's your name? She said, Denise. Hey, girl, what you mean? Say you ain't with me. Quarter past three, she leaving with me. Now, back to my crib, we gon' hit the sheets. I believe what you said, that you give good head and you like getting dick more than you like getting licked. Get it, got it, good. Okay, now that's understood. Turn around, baby, throw it back on the wood. But let me make it feel like a real nigga should. One night stand, we can play that game. It's round three, now it's time for a change. Turn around, baby, let me beat it out the frame. Okay, hey, let me beat it out the frame. Levi.
From right across, feeling like I'm standing, thinking like I live. Trying to make my way through so we can chat a little bit. So tell me what's your name. I know I gotta watch it cause I see you up for game. I'm trying to find some words that I can empty on your brain to put me on your mind. But at the same time, I don't wanna be out of line. I know you feel your book cause I saw you checking me out. You love up in the club and you wonder what that's about. I saw you way back, but like you have something to say. But I'm up in VIP, you gotta meet me halfway. Meet me at the staircase, right into the flow. I'll be right inside the door so we can chat a little more. So mama, what to do? If you down to meet me, the baby girl, that be the biz. So tell me what it is. Like my man Puck said, call your friend, and I call my friend, then we can be friends, we can do this every weekend, keep acting like that girl, we can do this right now.
Yeah.
Man, so what's one of your favorite Aaliyah songs?
I ain't got this one.
You know, earlier this week I was taking a poll about 90s. Well, not all of them were 90s artists, but I was just seeing where people's heads were at and what music they like, you know. I noticed a lot of superficial people, kind of shallow, actually had the nerve to pick Ciara over Ashanti as an overall artist, business person, you know, money maker, go-getter, whatever. I just, what do you feel about that? Because personally, I'm going to have to go with Ashanti. Maybe I don't know that much about Ciara, but I just haven't heard as much about her as I did about Ashanti. You know, her team really pushed Ashanti, you know, Ashanti's team really pushed her out there.
Yeah, they did. Well,
she was writing, so I got to go with the writer.
Yeah, I mean, as far as how I feel, you know, no disrespect to Ciara, but Ciara really just, she just stayed in her comfort zone. She never ventured out. You know, as far as Ashanti, yeah, she had the ink, and at that moment, the hottest artist that they had, of course, was Ja. So, of course, you know, they was going to gravitate because she was on his singles. She was brought out the proper way as a feature. Basically, I'm going to feature you on my track, and they're going to, you know, I'm going to introduce the world to you, and then they're going to be like, okay, who is she? And she ended up being on one of his number one singles and follow it up. So, Ciara, she came out, hell, I don't remember what song she came out with first.
Oh, what song Ciara come out with first?
What, Goodies?
I think it was Goodies. I think it was Goodies. You know, I just look at it like, damn, you know, Ashanti, for those that don't know, Ashanti is the ghostwriter behind a lot of these artists out there. When J-Lo first hit the scene doing that On the Sixth, Ashanti was the pen behind a lot of those songs. She actually wrote J-Lo's part for the collaboration that she did with Ja Rule. And I believe the one that she did with LL Cool J, I don't want to lie, so look that up. But she's written songs for a lot of greats out there, people you would not even, you know, you wouldn't even imagine. And, you know, Ciara is sexy. She has the look, you know, she has the total package. But I just look at her as a performer. I don't really look at her as an all-around, you know, total package, basically. You know, of course, she's hot, but how long is that going to last? You know, Whitney Houston was hot when she was Ciara's age. Now, no comment. so it's like, you know, like,
yeah, you can't really put no comment on that.
Ciara to get with the wrong smoked out R&B singer, and damn, she's gone down the drain. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to watch out for thinking you're so sexy, because that's only going to attract pimps, players, and drug dealers. No matter what the hell kind of money you got, no matter what industry you're in, what field of work, I could be a doctor, and if I'm walking around sexy like nurse, hello nurse, then hello, all I'm going to attract is people who just, you know, want you for your looks. You know, I want to know what's in Ciara's head. I want to know, has she written any books or, you know, got some things going for herself? Because Ashanti had her, what was that, The Rose Through the Concrete or something.
The Concrete Rose.
I remember she wrote a book. Yeah, it was like 10 years ago, but she wrote that shit, and it was dope, and it was, one of the number one sellers. So, what else was another comparison? I made a comparison between Escape and SWV, and somebody jumped down my throat like, you dumb, you don't know that answer? I'm like, no, you're dumb. I don't know the answer, because that's a hard decision between, you know, SWV and Escape.
Really no competition, you know. SWV. Well, the reason why I say that, because when SWV had their moment to shine, they shine. And when Escape.
Yeah. And it wasn't their moment, they were still shining.
Yeah, and then when Escape, you know, had their moment, they shine. Because, you know, and that's where the industry and the fans get it misconstrued. It's not about who sounds like what, who's the best. It has nothing to do with that. Look, if you make, like, right about now, the hip hop game is, I don't even want to speak on it. But I have to. There's a lot of there's a lot of indie artists or unknown artists that won't, you know, they won't get that chance unless they convert to bubblegum rap,
right.
And that's all this dance crap. And
right.
I'm sorry. I refuse to convert just to make a buck. If I got to stay indie, somewhat mainstream, then okay, then I'll do that. But
right.
Just, you know, and that's why, you know, with the SWV, Escape, you know, all them, okay, that's cool. Fan, you know, of course, it's all lopsided. Some fans, you know, the Escape fans, they love them. It's some Escape. They don't really cut for, you know, SWV and vice versa, because Escape is for the 90s babies, you know, all that,
right.
You know.
Right.
And, you know, SWV, those are for, you know, that's for the older generation, you know. So they, you know, it's different. So there is really no comparison. But my all-time favorite girl group, well, hands down, it has to be TLC. But
oh, yeah, that's why I didn't even put them in the competition. It was a couple of people I left out, you know, like somebody had said, you know, well, what about Michael Jackson and Prince? And I'm like, no, boo.
That's not even
a
comparison.
That don't even go. That don't
Michael.
Even go. You might as well say Little Richie and Prince before you're going to say Mike, because I couldn't put Mike in a category unless it was with his sister.
Mike is
I'm
not even in a category with his sister. Mike is in a category,
I mean, no,
of
real
his
talk,
own.
But I just would, no, thank you.
You know,
thank you. To be
whoever
honest,
even
you know, because
said that.
It was like, we're not, because I'm like, telling you, this ain't based on a vocal type thing. You know, this is based on the artist himself. And Michael was all the way around a genius. He invented dance moves that people cannot do today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's like, wow. Oh. Yeah, so it's a lot of things that Mike did that people just, you know, wow. Yeah, y'all got to say wow, because there's nothing else to say when you see Mike performing. Any of my listeners out there, if you want me to chop it up with you or you want to give a shout-out, just press 1 real quick and give your shout-out, and then you can go back to listening or, you know what I'm saying, request a song. You can also request a song. I got a few Aaliyah instrumentals that I'll be playing in the background of my interview like I am right now. So I don't, can you hear it?
Yeah, man.
Okay, just a little bit. You know, I can't play it too loud or it'll be distorted. But, you know, just a few Aaliyah instrumentals that will, you know, make you remember and bring her back for just a few minutes. What else? Oh, it was another comparison being made. And, you know, the all-time comparison, Monica and Brandy, you know.
Monica.
I, of course, now today would say Monica, because Monica has reinvented herself and she came back with After the Storm, and ever since then she's kind of been going hard. But before After the Storm, when she had like a few years off, I would have said Brandy, because that was when Brandy was shining. You know, I remember Brandy doing Moesha, I remember her doing the Parkers, then I remember her, you know, just going doing tours, and she had like, oh my god, what song was that? Full Moon was just, man, that song right there just got me back into wanting to enjoy, you know, life and just go party and live and have a good time, you know, with no silly hang-ups and strings attached. Like, I really like that song. I mean, and the whole album went hard, but Never Say Never, that album has to go in my time capsule that I bury next year. And when my grandkids pull it up, I really want them to listen to Brandy's Never Say Never album, okay? You know, real talk. But Monica's first album is in there, too, so I can't even, you know, it's a hard comparison when it comes to them up till about 2000. It was Brandy, but since then, to me, you know, Monica has come so far, and she has never lost her classiness, her grace, and she never lost my respect. I have never seen her do anything degrading or, you know, out of her character, I should say. I don't know her personally, but as an artist, she's she's held her own.
Oh, yeah.
We got a caller in the building. Caller 8159. You're on live with Marley B and Levi. What's good with it?
Yo, what's going on? This is Mr. Dre. What's going on, Levi? What's good, family?
What's up? What's up?
Oh, you know, though. Same old thing, different location.
Yeah, man.
Right, right, right. Well, it's good to hear from you. I just played y'all track. That's a hot track, man. You got talent.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Many more.
Y'all, me and my
dog actually found out. Huh?
I said y'all some gifted brothers. I like that.
Already. I appreciate you. Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to my cousin, man. We're in the process right now. I'm getting ready to do a show at Stilettos tonight and got another one on the south side in Houston. But I'm looking forward to coming down to Dallas and linking up with my cousin again and go out there and set the stage up like we do.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. You know, big ups. I want to, I did it on Facebook, but, you know, congrats on, you know, you fam for signing the distribution deal, which, of course, you know, I signed it too. So, we Dark Side Intimacy, we doing big things. We doing big things right now.
That's right. Man, it's all love. You feel me? That's good. I like to see people making moves. And, you know, that's what I like to associate with productive folks that are actually doing things and trying to progress instead of digress. You know what I'm saying? And trying to do, you know, so much more than just talk about it, but be about it. I really like to, you know what I'm saying, commend y'all on that and for, you know, holding each other up. You feel me? Y'all seems like y'all brother's keeper. And those are the type of dudes that always finish in the end first. You know what I'm saying? So good luck to y'all on y'all careers. And I congratulate you on signing the distribution deal. I'm going to be right behind y'all. You know, trust.
Much respect. Appreciate that. I hope to be on there with you. Also doing an interview with you and some more people in my family. You know, Dark Side Nation, we're all pretty big conglomerate. So.
Right, right. Well, I love y'all already. You know what I'm saying?
I love you bad.
We got another caller that's on. You can stay on as well, you know, for a couple minutes if you like or if you want to continue to listen. It's nothing.
I'll stay on with
you. Caller 2099. Who just here?
What's good?
I think this is Mr. P to the I to the LLS.
Nah. What's good? It's MKD all the way.
Might be MKD.
Yeah. What's going on?
Okay,
how you feeling?
I'm about to say, wait, I'm going to be calling from 202 or 404 or something. It's got to be Mr. Pills or MKD. My faithfuls, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Much respect to y'all that respect the show. That's what's up. Good with you, MKD.
Not much. I got somebody on the line, you know, tragic, the one and only, you know. Been holding down.
What's good, people? It's tragic, you know what I'm saying? Glad to be on y'all's show.
What's
Take
good with it, tragic?
Time.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Marley, spelled with the Harley. No, I'm just playing.
How you doing today or tonight?
Oh, I'm doing real good tonight, you know what I'm saying? It's about 6:15 where I'm at. So it's just trying to cool off.
Yeah.
You know, it's about a good 105 outside.
Dang. Yeah, y'all got the devil on y'all back out there. That's crazy.
I swear. Oh, shit. I thought I saw him driving an ice cream truck earlier. Shit. I knew he was out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I see shit like that.
It's time for me to go.
I saw the devil in Houston drinking water. My dog was staying hydrated, man.
Yeah, man.
That's real.
Right.
He tried to get
we
on my mixtape, I had to go and hate on
him. Right, right. We out here with the IVs hooked up, with the H2O running through them. You know what I'm saying? That's how we got to stay hydrated out here.
Oh, yeah, y'all got to walk around with bags of ice.
You feel me?
Bags of,
around our
bags
neck,
of ice and stuff. Yeah, you know it. Right down like a city hat, man. What you mean?
Around our neck, like. Y'all silly. So, why don't y'all tell me what would be one of your favorite Aaliyah songs? Because I know we can't narrow it down. All of them are like favorites. So.
Top 4-page letter, hands down. 4-page letter.
Yeah, that's what love is, man. I can't. 4-page letter was straight, but Rock the Boat was a little bit better, man.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
That's all right there. You don't gotta say nothing. It say everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in doing a lot of talking, so go ahead and play that.
and Aaliyah was somebody that also, you know, I'm like, where did this theory come from that we gotta be built like Buffy the Body? You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody gotta have no big jiggly fucking 40-inch ass. You know what I'm saying? We could be out here petite like me, Aaliyah. You know TLC. None of them was over 5'2".
The
shortest one was like 5'1". Imagine that, you know?
Hey,
it's about embracing who you are, you know? It's about embracing who you are. They all could have went and got breast implants and tried to make themselves something they weren't. But I always, you know, use them as role models and inspiration because I didn't see them go under the knife for drastic changes. And I was a petite girl, you know, and a late bloomer, and I was like, I still want to feel, you know, womanly and sexy without having to have double D's and all the rest of the stuff jiggling around.
Hey,
you know,
I can't, nothing against big girls.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about these thick ones, like how they used to make it seem like you have to be extra thick with this and that and all that.
You don't.
Everybody can't be
you don't need all that. I can't do nothing with that.
Can I interject for a second? I got to say this, man. I'm gonna tell you something. If you got a shape, I ain't mad at you. Thank you, girl.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Trina, Diamond Princess. I love you,
yeah.
Boo. Stop and keep pushing. You feel me? You are somebody. No. She was so tiny, she was so petite, and she, you know, brought that sexiness of a woman all the way out. When you heard her sing, when you saw her start doing her little gangster boogie, you know, or when she was rotating, gyrating, and the whole nine, it was like you didn't even acknowledge the fact that she was so small and didn't have, you know, all the curves and everything. She was just so bomb, just to be able to represent for, you know, the young girls out there that do it, even when they don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? That push themselves, even when they don't want to be more than a woman, like you said. You feel me? So I like that about Aaliyah. What would you say about Drew Hill? I said Drew Hill and Jagged Edge. If somebody was like, that's no competition. It's not like a competition. I'm not trying to have a sing-off. I'm saying just as far as, you know,
Jagged Edge,
the songs that came at the time when we were, you know, younger and when the 90s hit, it was a new thing when Drew Hill hit the scene because they had, you know, one big guy and then they had this other crazy little one with the different color hair. It was crazy, you know?
Yeah, they had that thing with
Jagged Edge was so structured. You know, they almost looked like two sets of twins. So it was just to hear their voices come together. I think both groups are hot, but I kind of like Jagged Edge.
What was the topic of the day?
Well, first, today is Rest in Peace Aaliyah Day because she passed away 10 years ago tomorrow. And the topic is top 90s artists that started in the 90s. They might still be around now or not, but just the top, you know, artists and their songs that kind of stuck in your mind that are timeless. So we've touched Michael Jackson and Prince, and we've talked about a little bit about TLC, a little about Monica and Brandy, Ashanti. Even though Ciara didn't really in the 90s, though, that was like one person that could slightly compare with her. I have a couple of other ones. I have Total and 702, if y'all want to touch on that. Who would you have rather got down at your birthday party, Total or 702? Oh, we got a gang of callers.
I'm gonna call my cousin Mimi you know, have her bring her 702 girls. That's just hands down. That's family, so I got to do 702.
Oh, yeah. Have them call in and let it be known, you know, because I love 702. You know, they was dope when it came time to do their thing. Oh, my God. And they had Missy. They got Missy Elliott. They're like one of the first groups to ever say, you know, well, Missy produced my track. You know? Dope. That's all I can say. Dope. Caller 5259. You on live with all of us. Marley being my friend.
Hi, Molly. It's Bianca from Life Entertainment.
Hi, Bianca.
How are you, girl? I was just listening to your show.
Hey, girl. You hear my show, hear the topic and everything?
I did. I mean, I think overall the 90s was so much better lyrically as an artist because you know what I do, running an international promotions and marketing company. So really, the indie artists today need to get back the lyrical content, and I think that's where music is sort of going now. I mean, there was all that candy crap, you know, for a couple of years, but now it's really getting back to real music, which is good to see.
Yes, exactly. For you guys out there that don't know who Bianca is the CEO and founder of marketing and promotions at Life Entertainment, and I will soon be signing the contract to be a new consultant for her global marketing and promotions company. So I'm like really stoked about that, you know what I mean? So
we're excited to have you on board. We're excited to have you on board too.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, any artist out there that is looking for international promotions and marketing and want to get more exposure, definitely hit me up on Facebook. You can look me up actually under my second page. I'll post it on Molly's page as well as it's Bianca, B-I-A-N-C-A, Life, L-Y-F-E-E-N-T, Media. That's the direct link to my new page, so definitely hit me up. Yeah, and we can chat about it.
Yes, trust me. She has, you know, a very long, very long resume. You know, so,
not too long, because I'm not that old.
Trust me when I say it will be worth your while to check out Life Entertainment and see about getting some global promotions, you know, get you some paid shows, get you, you know, make
That's
your
right.
money, invest in yourself,
That's
you
right.
know, because this is all about the independent artist. So,
I mean, that's what we focus on is, I mean, our core focus, as you know, Molly, is the indie artist because, you know, like you were talking about all the other artists before, you know, they already have so much promotion and marketing, but really the real talent is, there's some amazing talent that, you know, that I work with as well as, you know, that I always come across.
Right.
And that's really my passion and my company's focus is to really, although we're a record label, we also have many different other divisions, and one of the divisions is the media company. So, I mean, it's really about helping those artists, you know, get that exposure that they really need, that they can't really get themselves. They can't tap into that because it's really a full-time job. And, you know, artists today really need to look at it from a business perspective, that this is a business. So they have to understand the business behind it, the business aspect, otherwise they'll never make it. And you really, the other key thing really is, like we discussed, is, you know, you have to invest in your career. If you're serious about your career, you know, nothing's going to get handed to you on a silver platter. You need to invest in your career in the right way and spend the right amount of money and build the right team behind you that's going to push you to that next level. And, you know, and that's really what my company does, as you know. And also, you know, it's for them, you know, artists also want to get money back. So really what management, your manager should be doing is getting you paid shows, is getting you worldwide distribution. But really we take that out of your manager's hands, and we really, that's included in our package. So, you know, I mean, it's a really good, you know, I know with the distribution, you get, we're about to get Universal on board as well. So, right now it's between Interscope, your choice between Interscope and Island, Def Jam, so, and then a third one will be Universal. So, I mean, just to shop a distribution deal alone is often a big task for a manager. But, you know, with us, it's already done, it's already guaranteed, as long as you meet the criteria and, you know, you're ready to go, and then you make your money back.
Well, I need to link up with you then.
Oh, yeah. Bianca, you could be my first client, don't play?
Definitely. Let's set it up. Let's set up a conference call.
Yeah, man. Yeah, me and Mr. Levi and Mr. Dread. It is what it is. Let's get it.
I heard you guys have got distribution. Who's your distribution through?
Huh?
Who's your distribution through?
97.6 Breaking Radio.
Oh, okay. No, you need to be with a major label.
Like I said, I need to link up with you.
Yeah, I'm about to say because she got to.
Definitely. Well, give me, Molly, you send me their contact details and I'll give them a call tonight. And
oh, yeah, I definitely will.
All right, well, I'm just checking in with you and listening to your show.
Wait, before you go, name your favorite Aaliyah song.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's too many.
Everybody is like,
that's too hard. I mean, Aaliyah was such an icon, and it's so sad that, you know, it's been 10 years. It doesn't seem like that, really.
Sure, it doesn't seem like
that. There's been so many greats that have popped, you know, that are no longer in the game, and really, you know, I mean, yeah, Lil Wayne is,
you know what,
is
I think,
great,
I think
he's making
he
lots of money, but his music is not, you know.
Aaliyah just stole all our artists to come live with her.
Yeah.
It's all good, it's all good. She got that, you know what I'm saying. We make it more down here, so, you know, at the end of this whole thing, we can all be somewhere just piecing up on something, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I can't name one song by her either, to be honest. I keep wanting to say one, and then another one would pop up.
I think that, you know, she was kind of a pivotal part of the 90s, you know, like a lot of artists were.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good to see artists, you know, artists going back to their influences of the 90s and when music was actually really good.
Right. Especially since she came from R. Kelly's rib, so to say.
Right.
He was like the 90s king of R&B and still is. And so, you know, where I go. You know,
I mean, the interesting thing about it is that we in Australia, as that's where I'm from, is, you know, we listen to, I mean, 90% of the music radio, which is what people wouldn't really know, is all American. So really all our influences of music is American, and that's why, like, every artist, you know, is American that comes to Australia, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, most artists do so well, so that's why, that's another good thing about our company, too, is, like, when you have you're getting that international aspect, too, so eventually we'll get you out there doing shows. And that's where, you know, international is where people make money these days, not within America. America's too overflooded.
We're broke, unfortunately. We're broke. Like, we live off plastic out here. That's we owe money
that's
to
true.
Ourselves. I don't understand what's going on in America, you know. So why
okay, Molly, I've got a question for you, being a female in this business. Do you think, this is what I think it's so much harder for a female to be an artist in this business than a man. Because a man can be as ugly. Look at who's on the charts now. Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, all of those. None of them are good looking at all. At all. And a woman would not even get taken seriously or sell any records.
To be honest, I would, but it's kind of his own, but to be honest, I would. You know, I would rather... Diddy, if you're listening, I know you're not because you're busy, you know, making dirty money and being the lead singer in a group, clearly, that you shouldn't be, but I love you, Diddy. I love you, Diddy, for bringing Destiny's Child back and giving us Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle.
Right.
You know, and you're Beyonce, clearly, Diddy, you know. But, you know, I love Diddy, but I think he would probably be one of the few people that I would work with to get into the industry if I was going to go the major way and all that. If those opportunities were ever presented to me, I would, like, hurry up and snatch it because I know Diddy, no matter what they say about him, all of the artists that he has, you know, planted the seed and nurtured and watered and grew them up to a beautiful flower, they may have blossomed on and left and went elsewhere, but I don't see him having bad blood with Mary J. Blige and with, you know, any other artist that he has still has good things to say about him. It's just him relationship-wise that people have bad things to say about his personal life, but who the fuck cares? I don't want to sleep with any
Who cares, you know?
Business mind.
Look, whatever somebody does behind closed doors is really none of the public's business, you know? At the end of the day, you have to look and respect him as a businessman. And as being a CEO, I respect his business mind. I look at his business mind. I look at Jay-Z's business mind. I look at Russell Simmons. There are these, you know, amazing entrepreneurs in his business that have really paved the way for a lot of us. So, you know, if they hadn't have paved the way, then a lot of us would not be doing what we're doing right now.
Exactly. But yes, I'm, you know, I'm glad to be a part of the Life Entertainment team and able to start, you know, my career from here and see where we put it. Because I just know it's nowhere to go but up, you know what I'm saying? So I know it's people
That's
listening.
Right.
I got local callers that want to, somebody might want to put in their two cents or what. But if you guys want to reach Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what to do. Slide me over.
Yeah, young savvy man.
Get y'all to a good place. So,
all right, we have a good rest of the show, and I'll speak to you real soon.
Okay.
Okay.
And with that being, bye bye. With that being said, I'm gonna play one of her artists. You know, one of her artists. Her name is Melise. That's M-E-L-I-S. She is an R&B singer by way of Australia. The girl got skills, you know what I'm saying? I still got my still got my guest on. So Levi,
yeah, man.
Check out the girl.
You make sure send me her info.
I will, you feel me? That's how I put this is how dinner's about to be getting put on the table, you know, caviar and stuff. So I'm make sure that I hook y'all up. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Melise, where you at on the roster?
Hey.
Well, I'm going to play a Melise joint second. Y'all peep. Rico featuring myself. This is a new song called Touch. Rico really put his foot into this, you know what I'm saying? And I tried to put some elbow grease on it. You know, this it's never been heard before on Red Vanguard Radio. So I hope y'all feeling it. This is my first baby maker, so don't start making no baby while my show on right now.
Touching your body, touching your body, girl. Touching your body, girl. I'ma touch your body. I'ma touch your body. Wait, he won't touch it. Girl, he won't touch it. I'ma touch your body.
Slammers.
What up, Chino?
Huh? Yeah, but he's been sitting right here.
Y'all, that's why I like this show, you know what I'm saying, because we just crazy on this show. Let me let my boy Levi back in, you feel me, and MKD. And caller, oh, well, MKD, oh, MKD is listening in. I see you, boy. Caller 0708, I have an idea who this is, the most beautifulest woman in the world.
I don't think you know who this is.
Okay, well, it might not be my mama. Who is it?
It's Yo-Yo, Levi's number one fan, never a groupie.
What's happening? What's happening?
What's good?
Who is it? You said it's Yo-Yo?
That's correct.
Yo-Yo.
And I'm from the East Coast, but I'm not hating on the West Coast.
Wow, okay. I mean, me, honestly, I love the West Coast just because this is where I'm from and everything. But when I got my start in music, you know, it was Mary J. who I fell in love with and kind of Biggie Smalls and, you know, a lot of East Coast art flavor, you know, Bad Boy. I could just keep going. Nas, Day, you know, I was listening to that through the 90s. Pac, too, no doubt, Pac and them, you know, but Bone Thugs and Harmony really just, I mean, what, 94, 95? Bone Thugs just killed game with the first
Bone
of the
Thugs
month.
Still going hard. They still,
the
they still hard.
No, they in their own league. Like, if they wanted to get back together right now, they could, you know.
Well, they can't.
Yeah, it's a couple things they got going.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, I'll say if they had a drop now, let's say if they had actually not dropped in 94 and dropped in 2011, they would sweep game right now. A lot of, you know, they might have added a little bit of our new generation
technology
to it, but I think they still would be the shit just because of how they rap. I think so. You doubt it.
I'm not big on hip-hop. I'm an R&B cat, so I'm more into, like, R&B. But to your 90s question, it's a lot of groups out there that could be compared, like, well, I wouldn't even say just groups, like artists too, like Donnell Jones
right.
and Maxwell, Tyrese, D'Angelo, you know what I'm saying, Mariah Carey, J. Lo, you know what I mean?
Right.
But when it comes to Aaliyah, that's I was running this down with Levi, like when it comes to Aaliyah, my goodness, but the number one song that hits that spot when it comes on or when I'm playing my I'll Touch or whatever is At Your Best. I don't know how nobody mentioned that. But
that
oh
my god! Yeah. How did we forget?
I'm gonna go find that. I'm gonna go
find it. Look, I'm like, I gotta go get that right now. Instrumental.
That's right. At Your Best was like she killed that, and I know that was released by another artist. And forgive me because I really don't know, but she made it hot. Aaliyah is the one who made that song hot. So that one, Four Page Letter, Rock the Boat. I mean, I could go on for days. Aaliyah was my yo, that was my chick. I think I cried, like you said, like a grown-ass man when she died. I was like, wow, she's so young.
Right.
We close in age. You know what I'm saying? It was tragic.
Man.
The same thing with Left Eye. Like, just pure talent just dying for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk,
even Amy Winehouse. A lot of people was asking me, like, who Amy Winehouse is. And it's like, real talk, you don't know who Amy Winehouse is? I mean,
right.
I know she's white.
It's
got to
make me go
whatever,
rehab.
Damn.
I said,
you know what I'm saying?
No. Yes, I've been black. When I get back, I know. That's Ray Charles all up in her. Don't play with her.
I got a question for you, Levi, and here it is. A lot of underground artists, when they go commercial, they forget where they come from. And one of the underground artists in hip-hop that I follow from, like, underground to the fullest is Talib Kweli. But when he hit commercial, it was like his music just died. Like, if you hit it commercially, are you going to forget where you came from just for that money, or are you going to do what you got to do and put that music out there that people follow for so long before you made a commercial?
Well, I don't know if you were listening in when I made that comment. I refuse to convert just to make a buck. If you don't like me now, then, you know, then so be it. But this is how I am. You know, of course, you've heard the last album. You know, one of the hardest songs I got on there is The Streets. You know,
right.
Ain't no point. Yeah, I got a couple of commercial tracks, but at the same time, I'm not going to just completely forget where I came from. Hell, I came from the H. I came from the hood. That's what
right.
it is.
Right. I will see. And don't forget, y'all, June 2012. I'm going to hold you to it. June 2012. I'm waiting.
Yeah. New identity. June 2002. June 16th. Matter of fact, no, it was June 19th. My bad. June 19th. I'm tripping. I don't even know my own release date. I didn't change it so much. June 19th, 2012.
Yeah, it started changing already, honestly.
new identity. You know what I mean? New identity.
Okay.
It'll be. So, yeah, man.
Well, you know, we anticipating it all. Real talk. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. I got, you know, When It Rains, It Pours, it's the hot, you know, I think it's one of the hottest singles I got on the album.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to be checking that out because I just might have to cop the album before it come out. You know, I'm just kidding.
I ain't tripping. I seen you in advance copy of that.
Oh, for sure.
Of course, y'all gonna make sure she get hers. You know, she been having me about it.
Right about that.
It ain't what it is.
That one person finally named Ali. Oh, well, somebody did say Rock Your Boat, but somebody named the song that I would have said, which is At Your Best, because that was a cover. And so, you know, I really admire the artist who can not only take a song that already has come out as a hit and take it and put their own, you know, stank, so to say, on it and then give it back to us and we like it again. Oh, yeah. That was, you know, that was the shit. Took a lot of talent and skill to do that. And that's something Aaliyah definitely did. Definitely. So, why y'all quiet? Wake up.
Shit, I'm
I only
old,
know one
man.
Other artist that was able to do that, and it's a male artist. And I'll probably take it back when I say this, but Maxwell with This Woman's Work. And I say that because that was his second release in Love and Basketball when that song came out. That wasn't his first
sure
release.
Was.
He re-released that song. And I don't know, again, because it's the oldest song, I don't know who originally sang that song, but he put his foot in it and got it in that movie, and that's what got him, you know, that fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not too many people out there, not too many. That's where you know where, that's where you determine an artist from somebody who just be in the studio. Because they'll be able to put their foot into something where it'll be unforgettable.
Exactly. People just don't know. At Your Best.
Music is like a tattoo.
At Your Best was first done by the Isley Brothers. You know, so that was, woo, that was like chilling to hear somebody come with an Isley Brothers song. You know, a tiny little petite thing too, and just kick that out and really put her own twist on it. That's amazing. You know, that's amazing. I want to mention some of my favorites, which would probably be Erykah Badu. Some of my 90s favorites would be...
I know. You better call Tyrone, girl.
Let's see. Did I say, okay, Erykah Badu, it would be Mary J. Blige. I know Janet came out in the 80s, but she was sick in the 90s. You know.
She sure was. So you would take Erykah Badu over Lauryn Hill?
No, I couldn't take Erykah Badu over Lauryn Hill. But if I had to cut the baby in half, we'd have to cut the baby in half. Because both of them are the shit. You know what I'm saying? Both of them are the shit. So I couldn't It's like Lauren came off, you know, be it that I fell for her on Sister Act 2 would be what caught my eye, that she could sing gospel, that she could rap, she could sing, you know, R&B. And then her album, the lady only dropped, I don't even include that Unplugged album, you know, Much Love to Lauren, but the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, like the way it started off with the school bell and the kids talking about love and giving, you know, a professor asking the kids questions before each song, I swear to God, I was just like, Mommy, never buy me another album. This is it. I don't need anything but the Miseducation of Lauryn. I don't even need to go to school, you know. That was just, man, it was diehard R&B back then. So with Erykah Badu, in my eyes, followed up with her, when she followed up with her, I believe Baduism was like, who is this lady on and on my cipher? Wait, is she smoking weed? What is she talking about? She kind of talking about
the beginning
just
of drugs for her.
Making love, okay? That was like her making love to this music, and at the same time, you know, still speaking in code like they do, like they used to do in the 60s and 70s. They kind of spoke in code about certain things. So Erykah Badu brought back the metaphor, you know, and in R&B, and she was a big part of me, you know. Her I'll See You Next Lifetime, it was such an honest story, such a true, such a possible thing that really has happened to a lot of women, you know, and also Other Side of the Game. You know, I've been through that situation twice in my life, you know. Oh, my God. God forbid, you know, there's a woman that's pregnant somewhere and her, you know, significant other is out there struggling the wrong way to get them what they need, and you trying to become a singer. Oh, my God, like, what? She just came with so many things you can relate to, you know. She was like the softer, more earthier side of Mary J. Blige, hood, more, you know, get the fuck out my face and nigga side, you know. So what you think about Mary since she didn't fell in love? You think her music has went to a different, like, level, or you think she just kind of matured along with her image?
I think she's grown, like, more or less. I don't want to say matured because she's older now. You know what I'm saying? So back in the 90s, she was at one age. She was going through one thing in life, and she talked about that. Then she hit, I don't want to say rock bottom, but she was almost there at rock bottom. And now she's climbing her way back to the top. I don't think Mary needs to climb her way to the top because, again, she's another voice that can just battle out anything pretty much when you give it to her. But in the same token, she's trying to adhere to a certain crowd, so to speak. And that's the crowd that she was adhering to back in the 90s. So we all grew up, and now it's like she can't talk about that young stuff no more because we're not interested in that anymore.
Right. Exactly.
So you would take, let's see if you take Blackstreet or, damn, I forgot who I was going to say. Blackstreet or, damn, it really is on the tip of my tongue, and I can't even think of it right now.
This ain't JPEG, so you can't blur it out.
Like, 13.
Huh? I'm like, next, Jodeci, 112, H-Town.
Jodeci. You got it. Blackstreet or Jodeci?
Blackstreet.
You think?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't like Jodeci.
Nah.
He said, yeah. I like, you know what's funny? I learned that people kind of like Casey and JoJo more than Jodeci, but in case they didn't know, Jodeci was Casey and JoJo, basically, because Delron and Devontae was just hanging out because they was light-skinned with curly hair and pretty eyes. Like,
I say that all the time.
We all know that's what everybody was looking at, light-skinned, curly eyes, pretty eyes. So it was like they were just there for that. Once everybody realized that, you know, it ain't all about no fucking looks, and we didn't fell in love with the black man because that's where it's at, then therefore, Casey and JoJo came, cracked out and all, went straight to the top with All My Life and the other song, Life, you know. And on top of that, Devontae wrote everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Devontae wrote every
that's
note.
True.
So it's like, you know, he's still somewhere balling more than any of the members of the group, unless they done started writing or something, I don't know, but. You know, I'll see how you can write in and hit the pot at the same time. But, yeah, so Some people would probably have picked Jodeci over Blackstreet because I would.
I did.
That's them.
Now I got one more for you. And that's them. Babyface or Tevin Campbell? I'm not talking about writing. I'm talking about music.
Tevin Campbell. Y'all music,
you know,
preference and my music preference is completely different.
You know, I like Tevin. I ain't gonna lie to you, but Babyface and Tevin Campbell, I would have to go with Tevin because his voice and the songs that he had when he was kicking them out were all hits, and they were all something I could relate to. You know, the shyer side of him.
Oh yeah, that Can We Talk?
Shy,
yeah,
and modest. All I can relate to that. I can relate to Hush or Shh, you know, whatever the song was called. he had Can We Talk. What else was a couple of songs that he had?
He had some movies off Goof Movie. Stand Out.
Oh my goodness, you were really taking it back.
Hey, you know what I mean?
What y'all know about Ghost Town DJs? In the 90s, the Ghost Town DJs was the shit. Do you remember that? That was, I mean, y'all don't remember what I'm talking about. Like,
no.
At night, I think of you. I want to be your lady, baby. If you get me,
I know Jay, girl.
Call, boom. Y'all don't remember that?
That's I Know Jay.
Give my all to you. That's Ghost Town DJs.
I Know Jay.
Mm-mm.
Well, I could have sworn she sung that, though.
Nope.
Anyway.
The song was called My Boo. And it was a group of, it was Ghost Town DJs.
Well, y'all listen to the women more than I do.
I'm on YouTube right now.
I ain't look
it was
YouTube.
A group with, I think it was girls and guys. Wasn't it girls and guys in Ghost Town DJs?
I don't know. All I remember was I Know Jay.
Both of them in there. But yeah, that was like my best friend's favorite. That's still her ringtone to this day. You know, that's still her ringtone. She loved Ghost Town DJs. I did too, because that was like something we grew up on. But somebody that I didn't even, I have a caller. We just been talking like we on the phone. I have a caller. Caller 4659. You're on live with Marley B, Yo Yo, and Levi.
Yeah, man.
Caller 4659.
Don't be quiet.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy K-Pop. It's K-Wise, Lyrical Psycho. Do I gotta yell it? What's good?
What's good? What's good? You own what's good, you know? And you are now on live with Levi and Yo-Yo. I want you to tell me your favorite Leah song and then quick, name some 90s artists. No, I'm just kidding. Give me a Leah song that you would say.
My favorite, I have two actually. One of them is Four Page Letter and Rock the Boat. Those are my two top Leah songs.
That's right. Those are the two that... Those are the two songs that two other guys stand on here, too. That's tight. Because, you know, that lets you know right there. She was must have been real on when she sung that four-page letter and Rock the Boat. And at
I got a couple of four-page letters back in the day.
Right. And I'm pretty... I think so. I got a couple of four-page letters. I bet you they was more than four pages. Don't play.
okay. It was one 10-page letter, but you know she had some issues. You know what I mean?
She had some issues. Okay, all right. But the girl could write. What about Mariah? See, I didn't say the ones that I didn't mention on my Facebook page was like Mariah Carey. I didn't mention TLC, but we already got her out the way. I mean, got them out of the way, so to say. And I didn't mention Immature, you know.
Immature. I don't even need to hear nothing else. It's just immature. Please don't go. House party. Yeah, that's it. I'm through. You know, hands down.
They was kick ass. They was kick ass. Somebody
drop
today
the mic
told
and
me
walk
I sound like
stage.
Roger sometimes when I sing too. So that was a, I like that. That was a good compliment.
Yeah, just drop the mic and you know just walk off the stage.
Right. Just drop sexual chocolate. Immature is their finish. Y'all, everybody screaming. It's like when Immature used to perform. You remember when you remember when Eddie Kang was performing?
Oh, Lord.
When it was A Heart is a House for Love, and he touched Cookie, and Cookie just melted like, yeah, that's how Immature made all of us feel every time they got on stage, every time we heard a song drop. That was it. I did not care that Roger needed braces.
Wow.
I didn't care his braids was nappy sometimes. I didn't give a damn. They was
she said he did not care that his braids was nappy.
For real, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, you know they bad. They didn't even want to sit down and get their damn hair braided before they want to do it. To get it bad ass little kids, just bad and just rich and bad. But somebody told me that if I wanted to make a comparison to like Naughty by Nature, that I would have had to say Criss Cross or something like that. But what y'all think? You know, Naughty by Nature's tricky to get the same in the 90s. How can you forget like Hip Hop Parade? Like Criss Cross is not even. Huh?
That's disrespectful.
Yeah,
like Naughty by Nature.
I mean,
come and Criss Cross. Come on, Criss Cross had one hit.
Right.
Did nobody want to jump
no more? Jump. Yeah, I got tired of jumping after a while. It's like, can we do something else?
I got a concussion
not
from
even
it,
the
so.
Fact that they only had one hit. It's just the fact that, like, Naughty by Nature's music versus their music, like, there's no comparison.
Not
like,
at all. Not
nah.
At all.
Whoever said
no.
That.
I was like, you can't compare them to the Lox.
No.
You can't compare them to the Lox or Wu-Tang or something. You're going to say Criss Cross of all, you know? Shit. And then to bring up Wu-Tang and Flip Mode. And, man, the 90s was filled with too much. We was overdosing on good music, you know? That's why we was having riots and shit, because we thought we was the music running shit. We got this. You know, by any means necessary, we about to just act a fool. No, the 90s had us thinking we was running shit. We was running shit. We was running shit in L.A., we was running shit in Chicago, New York, Florida. We was running shit everywhere in the 90s. Real talk. Even the boy bands, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, who was y'all pick? I don't leave my white boys out because they fine. Which ones y'all would give the most credit to?
Wow. I probably have to say NSYNC.
Oh, damn, I knew it. Just like me. We didn't have the same answers. Man, it's that cover that, I keep calling it a cover, that song that they did, Justin Timberlake, and
yeah,
I called it Justin Timberlake.
He was so sexy back in the day. I don't care what nobody say. For a white boy, he was sexy.
When they did Gone, that song Gone, I was like, wow,
yes.
It's the end. No other white boys can sing now. Y'all sit down. Let NSYNC take over. Because that song Gone was the shit. And also when they did that collaboration with Black, when they did that Tell Me What's the Deal, we'll lead you forward if I was your house, yeah. That right there was dope how Nick just took his verse and made it his. Y'all, man, y'all know they have soul, man. We need to go back and listen to some of that stuff, but we're independent artists, and, you know, we don't need to worry about them.
The independent is the mainstream.
You know,
exactly.
Now it's going there, you know what I mean?
Nah,
real.
It's always been.
Yeah.
They just really didn't give us our shot, so now we're taking it.
That's right. You know, after a while, you know, you're only going to sit there and wait for somebody to come along and give you what's owed to you. Sometimes you got to go take it, you know? So, which I'm going to answer my next caller. I see caller 2426. You're on live with Marley B, Yo-Yo, Levi, KY. What's good with it?
What's happening, like Marley B? It's your boy Young Yak, fully loaded, Star Mob in the building, you know, Bang Out Radio.
What's good, Yak? Yak the
what
Ripper in the building.
Yes, sir.
What is you, though?
What's good?
What's good with you?
shit, nigga out here, you know, on the road doing my thing, chilling in some boring ass little country town in Ohio. But you know, I'm good. Nigga caught your show a little late. I wish I would have called in earlier, trying to see what's the deal, like what's the topic of discussion today, what's going on.
Oh, it's all good. You came in at the right time. And anybody else tuning in by way of computer, you can call in at 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to speak to me or any of the guests, or speak up on Aaliyah's long missed career, and speak up on any other subject. The hot topic is 90s artists. And, you know, the ones that got their start in the 90s that, you know, maybe they still out or not, but, you know, we just reminiscing on 90s music so we can get back to love and get back to into this music. Oh, mentioning get back to love, Jaheim.
Ooh, Jaheim was my boo back in the day.
He was bomb, you know. Anything and Could It Be? When he first came with that video, I swear, I don't think I remember anyone else that looked so G'd up in a wife beater. I was like, he looks bomb in the wife beater, and he just making the wife beater. The wife beater ain't making him. You know what I'm saying? He don't look fresh out the pen in this video with the wife beater on. He look like a
my shit was that put that woman first. That shit went hard.
Hell, oh yeah. Even some of his, he got new stuff out. You know, he's still going strong, even though it's not, you know, a hit a week. He's going strong because he got that Trying to Find My Way Back to Love. That song is so bomb. I mean, goodness, I heard somebody bumping it probably from they 612 driving down Crenshaw in L.A. I almost flagged them down, like, let me hear that. Just stop and play it. I love that song, you know. So it's the 90s was just killing, man. You know, we got a taste of Queen Latifah doing her thing in the 90s, you know, and, I mean, who else did we have? Y'all got to come with some more with some more people. I would say, you know, Tupac or Biggie, but I'm going to save that for another show because there ain't no really picking, but I know some people would side with Pac, of course. Some people side with Biggie, but I want to, you know, I want to, hold on, we're going to have a moment of silence for the dead. We don't speak ill of the dead here. You know, and on top of that, I want to know why you want to say that. What did Biggie do to you?
Nah, I'm just saying, lyrically, freestyle-wise, you know, I give it to Big hands down. But storyteller, yeah, it was Pac hands down.
Yeah,
if Brenda's
Pac
got a baby, keep your heads up, you know what I'm saying? Like, Pac was a visionary. Biggie.
Pac was a poet.
Biggie just tried
Heaven
to stay
had a
in the
ghetto.
Moment.
You
Biggie
know,
tried to stay
Tupac,
in the moment. Pac, he just didn't give a fuck if he liked him or not. He was just going to say
right.
what he had to say.
And also, Tupac was a poet. So when you are, I want to say a natural born poet, you automatically tell a story when you speak, because I do that all the time. You end up, you know, telling a story or giving some type of a fable is what I call it. You know, Jesus told fables. He might not have been Lazarus, but he can tell you word for word in detail how Lazarus died and how he rose, you know, how he revived him. So it's like it takes a certain type of person to be able to transfer like poetry or the stories or the series of events that happen in your life into an album or into a song. I just think that was something dope about Pac. But something dope about Biggie is that he had so much confidence as an artist, as a big guy, and going through so much controversy and having to step into the game at such a young age. You know, he only lived to be 24 years old. And for him to have been that young, in my eyes, he handled his career well. I say he wore his hat well. You know, a well-rounded artist, I would say. I really, you know, I just, as many collaborations as he did and him having a lot to do with inspiring Kim to be Kim, and just the whole Bad Boy era to me was something that I will never forget. growing up, that was a part of my childhood. So, real talk. I stayed away from Suge Knight and all his friends. But much love to Suge Knight. I ain't scared of you now, nigga. No.
What about Bone Thugs?
Oh, yeah, you weren't here when we were talking about Bone Thugs. Bone Thugs, Mo Thugs, they was the shit. We was talking about them earlier that they came from Cleveland and just killed game with everything. First of the month, For the Love of Money, Mo Thugs, Notorious Thugs.
Crossroads.
Yes. Everything, you know, and even, man, we didn't even mention, like, Eazy-E. Wait, was he like 88 or 89?
I was about to say that.
I didn't even bring up LL because that nigga came out in the 80s. Real shit. I didn't say Run DMC because that nigga came out in the 80s. You know? I almost didn't say Mary because she came out in 90. But, yeah, we went down the path, y'all. We went down the path. We spoke up on everybody from TLC to Donnell Jones. Who? I said something about Mariah, but who could you guys compare Mariah to?
J-Lo.
No.
That's
not at all.
Because
you know,
I'm going. Yeah.
Is that just because they're both, you know, light skinned or in some sort?
No. Back in the '90s, they were both battling as far as music is concerned. It was either J-Lo or Mariah Carey. You was either feeling her. You was either feeling Mariah or you was feeling J-Lo. I'm not talking about today.
Yeah, I ain't finna go there. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't because actually when Mariah even hit the scene, J-Lo was a model. So when J-Lo actually came out being a singer, I didn't really compare her to anybody but, you know, maybe Ashanti or maybe, let me think. Well, A. Marie came out almost in the 90s. I kind of compared Mariah to Whitney Houston at a certain time as far as her vocal talent. Mariah has an 8-octave range, and Whitney has a 5-octave. And for Mariah to even be able to hang on a song with Whitney at the age she was at, you know, Whitney was probably out 10 years before Mariah even hit the scene. So for her to be able to hang with her, I thought that was dope. I really thought that was dope, and that's what made me look at Mariah in a different light. She was kind of up against Brandy as well in the
90s. Yeah. Well, fam, bam. Nigga got a studio session to go to, so I'm going to holler at y'all.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? You go get it in and shout out Bang Out Radio, West Good Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I still got to do, you know what I'm saying? I still owe Miss Topaz a little drop. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do your little drop. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in.
That's right.
Anybody. You know what I mean? Anybody that want, you know, me as a feature, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on my Gmail, Levi, LEVICEV, music@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me up. I work with anybody as long as it's hot. Just put it that way.
Okay.
As long as it's hot.
And you got to email me your number because my boss wants to, you know, do some business with you. So
all right, then we'll do.
All right,
y'all be easy.
You too, thanks for coming.
Yeah, man.
You feel me? We had fun, enjoyed the present. Alright, y'all, that was Levi, man. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time with Levi. We still on with K-Wise, Yo-Yo, and
Yizzle.
Who was this last person?
Y-A-K.
There we go, you know. Oh, I'm going to get into a little bit of music while we sitting here chopping it up. You feel me? My artist going to kill me. Like, girl, you just talking about 90s artists. You ain't going to give it up for us. I'm about to give it up for y'all right now. You feel me? This song is called Download Me by Rico featuring YG Tip.
Bouncing on my lap, party in the jack house. Screaming homicide by the way your boy savage. Charles Manson, straight mercy. Bring the crew to the spot, who you brawling with? We shut the club down every time we in the bitch.
No, this ain't set rush to the VIP. Came with you, but tonight, best to be with me.
Getting love from the strippers. I ain't gotta pay them, no, I ain't gotta tip them. And I always got three on my side like Jack the Ripper. At the bar, pop a shot, cause you know I got chipper. A NVIP, pop a shot with my niggas. Got a few fucking strippers, and you know we bout to flip them. Cause I be calling out girls, and when I'm in the club, yes, you know it's my world. And you know I never chase them. White, Puerto Rican, black, or even Asian.
Calling all girls, 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 calling all girls.
Girl, won't you download me as your ringtone? Girl, won't you download me as your ringtone? Girl, won't you download me as your ringtone? Girl, won't you download me as your ringtone?
Calling all boys, calling all boys. I know you wanna take me home and play with my toys.
LA Dreamer in the building.
You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl, L.A. Dreamer, on Twisted Tuesday. Bang Out Radio, Bang Out, Bang
Out. The station that rules the nation. From this is another DJ Remix.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? I'm back in the building. You know, that was a couple tracks by some local artists, some independent artists trying to get it, where they get it, how they get it, you know what I mean? Get it, got it, like my girl Lady Cam would say. The last track played was by my boy Jaree featuring myself, called Don't Trip, you know what I'm saying? And the first track played was my boy Rico featuring YG Tip, you get it? So, while I couldn't play me and Rico's single, I never know why, but it's all
good.
That's
some bullshit. That's some bullshit right there. That's the whole thing.
That was crazy. Did you see? Did y'all hear me trying to play it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And it just kept on. Like, what the hell? I was just sitting here like, is it me being bewitched and I'm blinking and it's changing when I blink or something? Because I wasn't touching the computer. So I don't know. But that's neither here nor there. It's in the past. And oh, well. So I want to have a moment of silence for my girl Aaliyah. You know, I appreciate everybody that's on. We ain't going nowhere. I just want to have a small moment of silence for her. And it ain't going to really be, you know, silent because I'm going to play one of her instrumentals so that we can, you know, reminisce a little bit. And I'm going to play the one that y'all like the most, which will happen to be Four Page Letter. And if I can get the instrument, I'll just be playing. Oh, well, I'm just going to play it while we have, like, 30 seconds of silence or something. So, if I can't get Four Page Letter, then I'm going to do a Rock the Boat. You already know. Rock the Boat was her last song, her last video, you know, the last, I think, the last, you know, live footage that they have of her was Aaliyah's Rock the Boat video when she was overseas. Where was she? Somewhere on the island. You know. So, can we get like a little moment of silence from my girl, L-Y-I-L-I-Y-A-H, shoot me, L-I-Y-A-H. Here we go, moment of silence. Y'all hear it, or is it kind of low? Because I can't play it, like, extra loud. We got another caller. Our moment of silence is over. Y'all can talk now. But, huh? Hello? Okay, there we go. I have caller 2099.
Molly
back
B.
On my boy MKD. What's good, MKD?
What's good? My stepdaddy called me. He said he listening. He want to hear my song. So can you
what
please,
song?
Pretty Please with Sugar on Top? Cash
of course,
on deck.
No problem. You don't even got to put sugar on top. I got diabetes in my family.
Oh, well,
I just do it
with
Pretty Please.
Ain't no salt, pepper in it, but still be taking care. What's the favorite dish you like to eat? What's the favorite dish you like to eat?
My favorite dish? Oh, my God. You asking wrong person. Like, just like they can't pick a Aaliyah song, I can't pick no favorite food. I love food, so I don't know.
What about?
I don't know. I like this. Look, I'm so stupid. I like this curry beef that one of my friends from Sri Lanka taught me how to make it when I was younger. And then as I got older, a good friend of mine, shout out to Tiny, who's having her third baby. She has a Sri Lankan husband, and she taught me how to make the food now, you know, showing me the different spices. So I would say curry, beef, and rice and vegetables is something that y'all, if y'all ain't tasted this before, with the Sri Lankan, like, spices or, you know, kick on it, then you ain't tasted it. Not curry goat, because we not talking about Jamaica with the goat. You know, but it's good as hell. Like, the thinnest slices of beef, and they just, like, melt in your mouth. Like, they're so tender, and it's good. Yeah, I could go on about food. I'm just going to lock
I love food. I love food. I eat food all day.
I could cook everything. Like, I was going to go to school for culinary arts, but I figured, you know, I think I'm a sing and go to school for something else. Yeah.
It's hard to find a woman who knows how to cook in this day and age. Definitely with our generation.
It's hard to find a woman. I was teaching my daughter how to cook yesterday. My daughter is. I'm not gonna say her age because then y'all gonna try to figure out how old I am. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think I had a baby at 12 or something. So I'm gonna tell y'all her age or my age.
Yeah. My son is 12.
I was teaching her how to cook steak. I was teaching her how to cook steak and rice yesterday because that's crazy that that's one of my favorite dishes, but it wasn't curry steak. It was just, you know, sirloin tip. So,
you like it hot like fire, Aaliyah.
Yeah, it could be spicy, but I'm not big on spicy food.
Okay.
Except curry. Curry is really bomb. Yeah.
Okay.
Real talk. So, what you want to hear by you? Would that be No Panties, Time's Up, Stunner Shades? You know what I'm saying? What you want me to get you?
Let's do cash on deck.
Now, don't tell me I got the switchboard all mixed up and I can't even read.
Yeah, that was that for the other music username, all my tracks.
It's not up here. Okay.
Then play with No Panties on. Play No Panties on after that one, because I like that one.
Okay, because I don't think I can find Cash on Deck right now. All right, I'm about to play No Panties On.
Loaded.
By my boy. Fully Loaded. What's up?
Fully Loaded. I like that song, though. I like that song, my nigga.
Good looking, that's my bro HP feedback.
Everybody likes that song. So far everybody is digging
that. I like that song for real. You're gonna have to do a remix and let me get on there real quick.
Right. Or I could do a remix called talking about No Tidy Whitey song. I was playing. No panties on. For the record, I have some on.
Oh, shit. Recording.
Yeah.
My fucking show got to be so.
That new Hocus Pocus. Got my girl Maddie on there. It's been with me, y'all. Oh, what the fuck did I just say?
She told me she ain't got no panties on. Some trap, some jiggy, some purple. Now I'm a football, cause that's who we have in.
therefore I'm feeling quite tipsy. Don't bother me, don't fuck with me unless you wanna get inside your fucking head. I ain't got no time for no questions. Question me, you'll learn your lesson. I hope you heard every word I fucking say. I be the nigga by the name of Thomas Davis. A lot of people say I'm gonna make it famous. The truth is, I'm a ruthless kid. Stick like your eyes, the motherfucking stainless. I got some real wanna be me. I can't wait for big snatchers, I'm free. Some nigga only gave to you with a style like this. Born 861983. Niggas make believe, I'm making bitches believe in me. Climb bitches for me. Take it home, take it if you need. Look at me, don't let me keep me weaving. Look at your butt, cheeks just like that. 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 Don't get AB, they bring that back.
Appreciate my callers, you know what I'm saying, calling in. I appreciate my guests once again, Levi and Mr. Dread, who were recently got a nice distribution deal from 97.6 Break It. And you guys are going to be hearing from them soon, you know what I'm saying. I happen to be a new addition to Life Entertainment as a consultant slash, you know, like an A&R. And if you guys are out there and you need global promotion, let me know.